Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 3, how to figure out where to start. I hope you like that intro music. I chose it because it sounds like it should be the theme music for something epic. When I hear it, I think of spectacular birds soaring over magnificent, majestic mountain ranges. I chose it because when you start to feel like a runner, you're going to feel magnificent, like you too can fly. It's a feeling you'll experience again and again during the rest of your life as you continue to add incredible experiences to your running resume. And that feeling is what will keep you coming back day after day and year after year. When you start any beginner running program, it's essential that you start at a level that's appropriate for your current fitness level. That probably seems obvious, but for some reason, many people don't do that when they decide they want to start running. In other words, they just start at a random place or the place somebody else chooses. They find a schedule for beginners and start with week one, but depending on the program, week one might not be the place where you should start. It might start you with a mile of running nonstop, or it might start you off with alternating 1 minute walking and 1 minute running. But that describes two very different levels. What if you're far beyond that 1 minute walking, 1 minute running, but you're not even close to being able to run a mile? And what if you're not able to run even 30 seconds? What I've learned is that it's a bad idea to just lump all beginners, and I just put that in air quotes when I said beginners, together. The difference between running less than 30 seconds and running a mile is like the difference between kindergarten and sixth grade. Yet, people often just look for a plan that says beginner and assume that it'll be okay, that it must be right for them. That might be too intense. In fact, it might be much too intense. And this harks back to the subject of last week's podcast. It's absolutely critical that you find the level and that you train each day at the intensity and duration that's appropriate to that level. This alone explains why many beginner runners give up. The sad thing is that most people don't even realize that the only problem was that they were trying to do too much too soon. It seems so easy, and it certainly seems like common sense, but many beginning runner programs have you going from a level of zero fitness or zero running fitness to running a good bit the very first day. And by a good bit, I mean a tenth of a mile or more. For a non-runner, that's a lot. That's more than a minute of running. Now, for some people, that might work. Say someone who plays tennis or has been spending time on an elliptical trainer every day or has been doing some high-speed walking or has been taking spinning classes or has already been experimenting with walk to run for a while already or somebody who plays soccer. These people will be able to start at a higher level, but for most of the people embarking on this journey, starting with something like 1 minute of continuous running is just ridiculous, really. In my program, the very first week, I start you with just 15 steps of running at a time, just 15 steps. You do that alternated with running segments and just for a distance of 1 mile. Then I gradually increase the intensity and duration. But what I have many of my clients do is evaluate their current fitness and see how they feel with the workout. If it feels super easy, then they should skip to week 3 and see if that works better. I want you to be challenged, but I don't want you huffing and puffing and red-faced. I don't want it to be that hard or that difficult. Just a little bit challenging. If week 3 is still too easy, then you try week 4 or week 5. In this way, you find the exact right starting level for you. Another adjustment is that depending on your current health and fitness level, you may do better with an even slower progression, which is fine. To do that, you just repeat each week. So that way, you're staying at the same level for 2 weeks before moving to the next level. This is particularly helpful for people who are overweight. Every extra pound carried puts more strain on all parts of your body, including your heart. So repeating each week makes it easier on your body and lessens the likelihood of injury. You can even do each week 3 times. You're still progressing. That's the important thing. you're still running. You're still going to burn the same number of calories, but if you were to experience an injury and be sidelined for a few weeks because you tried to do too much too soon, you wouldn't be burning any extra calories during that time. Even starting at week one is going to jumpstart your metabolism, and that will have a huge impact. Now, let me be more specific. You will always have 3 hard days a week, at least in my program, but hard is relative, so don't get worried. That day with 15 steps for each running segment is a hard day in the beginning. This is the workout you do on your 3 hard days the first week. On day 1, you do your prescribed warm-up, which is completely explained if you're enrolled in the program. Then you do a few body weight exercises. Again, they're explained. Then you run 15 steps alternated with 2 minutes of walking for a distance of 1 mile. Then you do a mile walk to cool down. Then you do prescribed post-workout stretches. All of that takes about 1 hour, and that's it. For most people, that workout will be a good place to start. And remember, it's always better to err on the side of caution. You can't go wrong by starting there. Now, that may sound crazy easy, but you must consider that in order to be able to run successfully without injury, your body has to be prepared, and I mean all parts of your body. I'll talk about that more in another podcast very soon. The line between asking your body to do just a little bit more than the week before and asking it to do too much and causing injury is very fine. And when you're first starting out, when you're going from not exercising to running, even to running a little, it is a big step, actually, a giant step, a huge increase in activity for most people. We have to be extra careful early on to give your body time to get used to running, even a little running. Remember, the difference between walking and running is just that both feet are off the ground at the same time when you're running. That means exponentially more force hits the ground with each foot strike. You may not feel like it's a strain, or maybe you will, but injuries easily creep up during the first few weeks. You can never go wrong by progressing too gradually, but you can become injured, and it can be very wrong to increase too quickly. It's always better to err on the side of caution. I'll say that over and over. Trust me. The best way to slow down progress toward your goal is to progress too quickly and get hurt. Now, when that happens, it normally only means resting for a few days to a couple of weeks, but my new runners really get upset when they have to take time off. After all, any progress towards your goal is still progress. And of course, make sure you get checked out by your doctor before embarking on any new exercise regimen. That's all for this podcast, mainly. But I do have a quote for you, and that is followed by an important message. Now, here's the quote. Remember, the line between success and failure is often so fine, you do not even know you're standing on it. Wow, that is so true. Please never forget that. Continual forward progress is the key. And sometimes you may feel like you take 3 steps forward and 2 steps backwards. That's okay. That's still progress. So to recap, the first secret is to never push yourself to 100%. And the second secret is to start at just the right level to challenge you, but not to result in high intensity exercise. You just are not ready for that. Remember who won that famous race between the tortoise and the hare? It wasn't the hare. Slow and steady wins the race, even the race to become a runner. Now, a request from me. Please, if you are getting benefit from this podcast, I would love it if you would go into iTunes and leave a rating for this podcast. My other podcast, Mojo for Running, currently has about 200 5-star ratings, but this one is so new that it only has around 20. When you rate this podcast, it's a great way to say thank you. It's like buy me a cup of coffee, and I truly appreciate it. It is very appreciated. Let me explain why the ratings are so important to me. There are only 2 things that move a podcast up in the ratings. One is more reviews, and the other is more subscribers. I know some of you are not interested in enrolling in my programs, and I certainly understand. I don't want anybody to enroll if they don't need it. But my program is what supports this podcast. So the more listeners I have, the more people there will be who are interested. That's important because it will enable me to continue to produce more episodes of this podcast. I'm sure you know that this is free. I don't mean the program, I mean the podcast. Please know that I understand that most people listen to this podcast via an app on your smartphone, and you may seldom log in to iTunes. So I just want you to know that if you do log in, if you go to the trouble to do that and leave a review or subscribe or both, I realize that you went to some trouble to do that, and I very much want to thank you for doing that. Now, a reminder to keep up with your red X's on your calendar. And remember, you don't just put an X if you ran. No, because as a beginner, as I mentioned in episode 2, you should not be running on back-to-back days. If you are, then the schedule you're using might be too advanced for you. Maybe not, but it probably is. If you're already in very good condition and have run in the past, it might be okay. But for most beginners, running on back-to-back days will actually slow down their progress. So you put a red X over every day that you do what your schedule tells you to do. And on a lot of the days when you're just starting out, what your schedule will be telling you to do is to get out and walk. Walking is great exercise, and it will go a long way towards helping you build your endurance. But you don't want to be running on those easy days, on your recovery days, because that wouldn't let your body recover. You're not running enough yet to be able to run on a rest day. Any running is a hard day, and in order to have an easy day, you need to just be walking. So if you're supposed to walk on a given day, and you do, then put your red X over that day. You've done what you're supposed to do. Now, I've got just some homework. Watch the documentary titled Spirit of the Marathon. There are two documentaries actually by this name. One is sort of a sequel. It's called Spirit of the Marathon 2. Both are excellent. Watch one tonight and the other soon. Both will provide motivation. I'm not trying to convince you to do a marathon, but I guarantee you'll be motivated by them. You'll look at those people and say, well, yeah, I think I can get out there and run. You know, when you look at what they're doing, and they follow different people through their training from all walks of life, but I haven't seen it in a little while, but I remember that it was very inspiring to see these people who just, they make a commitment and they decide to do it. And then the documentary filmmakers follow them through the training. It really, really will be inspirational for you. Each of them focuses on a handful of runners, and I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, that's it. See you next time.